Day 1. Dying is but going home. Excerpted from Why They Leave Us, Sermon Number 1892, suggested by the death of Charles Stanford, minister of Denmark Place Chapel, Camberwell, delivered on Lord's Day morning, March 21, 1886, at the Metropolitan Tabernacle, Newington. Charles Spurgeon delivered this sermon just 3 days after the death of his friend and fellow pastor, Charles Stanford. In it, he encourages his congregation to view death as a homegoing, as the gateway to full union with Christ. John 17:24 says, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world."
Spurgeon, Day 1. Breathe the home air. Jesus tells us that the air of his home is love. You loved me before the foundation of the world. Brothers and sisters, can you follow me in a great flight? Can you stretch broader wings than the condor ever knew and fly back into the unbeginning eternity? I breathe that heavenly air. Love surrounds all and conquers grief. I will not cause the temperature to fall by uttering any other words but this: hold your friends lovingly, but be ready to yield them to Jesus. Don't hold them back from the one to whom they belong. When they are sick, fast and pray. But when they are departed, do much as David did, who washed his face and ate and drank. You will go to them. They cannot return to you. Comfort yourself with a double thought of their joy in Christ and Christ's joy in them. Add the triple thought of the Father's joy in Christ and in them. Let us watch the Master's call. Let us not dread the question, who next, and who next? Let none of us start back as though we hoped to linger longer than others. Let us even desire to see our names in the celestial roll call. Let us be willing to be dealt with just as our Lord pleases. Let no doubt intervene. Let no gloom encompass us. Dying is but going home. Oh, brothers and sisters, we shall soon know more of heaven than all the Christian scholars can tell us. Let us go home now to our own dwellings, but let us pledge ourselves that we will meet again. We will meet with Jesus where he is, where we shall behold his glory.
Charles Spurgeon, always God-centered rather than man-centered, starts this message on heaven with an emphasis on the triune God, whose eternal fellowship among Father, Son, and Spirit is the basis for all of our relational capacities and longings and joy. Spurgeon, speaking this message at age 51, passionately anticipated heaven. He speaks with a warm fondness for his colleague Charles Stanford, who lived and preached in South London, not far from Spurgeon. Stanford had been blinded by glaucoma 5 years before his death, but he continued to write with the aid of a typewriter until his life ended, just before Spurgeon's message. Notice Spurgeon's confidence that heaven is the place of great union with Christ and reunion with redeemed loved ones. As a caring pastor, Spurgeon desires his people to understand that embracing the gospel should change their view of death. He says, "Let no doubt intervene. Let no gloom encompass us. Dying is but going home." Only 6 years later, at age 57, Spurgeon himself would go home to Jesus, joining his friend Charles Stanford. Jesus came to deliver us from the fear of death, quote, "so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death," end quote. Hebrews 2:14-15. In light of the coming resurrection of the dead, the Apostle Paul asks, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" 1 Corinthians 15:55. We should not romanticize death. But those who know Jesus should realize that death is the gateway to never-ending joy.